Part 2. In the School of Experience. Personal experience by itself is never a sufficient basis for establishing biblical doctrine. At times, however, it can have the effect of illuminating a doctrine that previously one did not know how to apply. This was true in my personal confrontation with demons. I had read the New Testament accounts of Jesus and his disciples dealing with demons and accepted them as part of the revelation of Scripture, but they had never come alive to me. I had often had the joy of leading a sinner to Christ. I had also seen people healed physically in answer to prayer, but I had no conscious experience of confronting and dealing with demons, with the outward manifestations described so vividly in the New Testament. Then God in his sovereignty began to give me direct personal experience in recognizing and dealing with demons. First of all, I myself received release from persistent, crippling bouts of depression when I recognized the source behind them and called out to God for deliverance. Later, I encountered demons manifesting in other people and proved in my own experience the truth of Jesus' promise to his disciples in Mark chapter 16, verse 17, "In my name they will cast out demons." This added an important new dimension to my ministry. Looking back, I realized God had enrolled me in his school of experience, guiding me sovereignly from one demonic encounter to the next. In the end, dealing with demons became a regular part of my Christian ministry. In the chapters that follow, I share some of the most important lessons God taught me on the path by which he led me. Chapter 4. My Struggle with Depression. My mind goes back to the years after World War II. I had served 4.5 years with the British forces in the Middle East. Then, at the time of my discharge, I married Lydia Christensen, a Danish schoolteacher who was head of a small children's home in Jerusalem. Through my marriage to Lydia, I became father of a ready-made family of 8 girls, of whom 6 were Jewish, 1 was a Palestinian Arab, and the youngest was English. Together as a family, we witnessed the rebirth of the State of Israel in 1948 and then moved to London.